If you know something that would cast someone else in an unflattering light, when is it your obligation to tell? We're not talking about the kind of unflattering stuff that the Geneva Conventions address, but the kind of ethical tangles that make dealing with your boss or your coworkers complicated. Randy Cohen writes the Ethicist column for the New York Times Magazine, and every other week he joins us to help sort out the messiness of life.
Hello, Linda.
Our letter today comes all the way from Beijing. Listener Eric Rosenblum runs a software company there, and he writes, I have a friend who has suffered under the tyranny of a truly awful manager for over a year. He has sent along emails from his manager in which he threatens, intimidates, belittles, and generally abuses her charges. I've seen many managers, good and bad, over the years, and this woman is among the worst. Now, this manager is applying for business schools, and the chances are she will be admitted to several top schools. He continues, my friend is considering writing to the admissions committee of several of these schools to share with them the additional information of this person's abusive past as a manager, and is therefore one of the worst kinds of MBA candidates. We've been debating the ethics of such a letter. On the one hand, we have no business interfering in this person's quest for an MBA degree. On the other hand, we have additional information about this person that would be useful to an admissions decision. On the other hand, admissions officials probably do not take such unsolicited mail very seriously, and they'd likely ignore the letter if he did send it. So that's three hands to consider, Randy.
Many hands.
Eric Rosenblum concludes with the question, should my friend send this letter? Is there ever an appropriate time to send a letter like this? What do you think?
Well, I think this manager's bullying style makes her a perfect candidate for some kind of retraining. Maybe they should send her to the countryside for re-education. That used to be popular there, which is like Harvard Business School, but not exactly like Harvard Business
right.
School, I gather. But it seems to me a manager who's so inept is the perfect candidate for going to business school and learning to do a little better job. So I would say he may send this information. It's not confidential in any way, but he doesn't have an obligation to. He has no duty to be a volunteer member of the Harvard admissions staff.
So you would say send the letter, don't send the letter.
It's not an ethical question. No, it is an ethical question, but there's a class of actions that some actions are a duty, you must do them, and some actions are forbidden, you may not do them. And there's a whole other class of actions that are permitted but not obligated. So he may send the letter, but it is not his duty to send the letter.
Okay.
You know, I would say he actually has a more important obligation here, or his friend does, and that's to her current employer, that she really should be telling the higher-ups in her business that there's a terrible manager working for them, is bullying employees and is doing an all-around bad job. That may be an obligation, but not an obligation to Harvard.
Now, we're using Harvard as an example, but we don't actually know where she has applied. So let's ask Eric Rosenblum, who is on the line with us. Welcome, Eric.
Hi, thanks for calling.
So what did you think of the advice?
I thought that the advice comes to the right conclusion, but I think through twisted logic, by which I mean by the same logic you would say someone who's a very bad student should be sent to the best possible college because this is somebody very much in need of the best possible training. But I do agree that there's probably no obligation to send such a letter, but if you do, fine, send it. Probably no one will take it that seriously, and that's probably the way it should go. The obligation is probably to tell this person's boss that this is a very, very bad person.
I didn't see anything in your letter that said she was a candidate for a very good or the best business school, just that she was going to go get further training.
Yeah, well, that's true. But the point was
so that someone's that logic is twisted here, but I'm not sure it's mine.
Now, Eric told
no
us
no further questions, Eric. You can step down.
Hold on. Eric told us in a follow-up letter, you said your friend no longer works for the manager in question. Do you know what he did do?
My friend decided to take some time off and reevaluate how he got himself into this position in the first place. So I think that he's going to get a different job now, but he was really just thinking about how he let himself get put into this position where he's working for a company and a person that he truly dislikes.
You know, I couldn't help thinking that maybe it would be a good thing for everybody if this person got into some business school because that would mean they would go away.
Yeah, exactly. And hopefully the business school program would keep this person from coming back to China and leave us all alone out here.
But I'm not sure that's a question for the ethicist.
No, it's not.
No, that's for the tactician.
That's right.
There are times, I should add, that when we all have a duty to report, this kind of class of questions are called duty to report questions. You've done nothing wrong, but you're aware of wrongdoing in others. And there are definitely times when we do have a duty to report, and particularly when by coming forward, you can thwart harm to another person. That's one example of when, although not the only one. And in this case, there's no real risk of harm to another person. So you don't have a duty to report, but you're certainly free to.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
If you have a question for the ethicist, write to us at watc@npr.org. Please put the word ethics in the subject line, and please include a telephone number so we can reach you. You may just get to discuss your question with Randy Cohen. Randy, thank you very much.
A pleasure. I look forward to applying my twisted logic to future calls.
Thank you.